This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Billikens win! Billikens win!
Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
1048, great to have you with us on KMOX, and we welcome in live the general manager of the St. Louis Blues, Doug Armstrong, the president of hockey operations. Good morning, Army. It's great to have you back. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I look forward to seeing you next Monday the 16th. You are going to be presenting our Legends Award winner at the Jack Buck Awards. He is none other than Hockey Hall of Famer Ken Hitchcock. And what a treat it will be to hear Hitch speak to the Blues fans once again.
Oh, yeah, it's always great when Ken comes back into town. He's got such a great resume, but also a great storyteller, so it should be an excellent evening.
It is a fun time, no doubt about it. I love emceeing it and seeing all of you up there, and we're going to have an absolute blast. And also in the house will be Jim Montgomery, the head coach of the Blues, and it reminded a lot of people of the move that you made when Davis Payne was relieved of his duties, and you hired Ken to take over the Blues. You had an opportunity to get him. He was working with Columbus, and one of the elite coaches in the game took over behind your bench. Do you see it a similarity with Jim Montgomery?
Yeah, there certainly are some correlations that even an experienced coach that has an excellent resume becomes available, and you want to move forward with it. And both coaches, I thought, could help younger players get better and veteran players get maximized where they're going. And also feeling that they could be here as we grew, Ken fit that bill, and so does Jim. So I thought it was a synergy with our group was going to be good, and we acted.
I have been asked this a lot, so I'll ask the man who made the move. What has been the difference? Well, from what I can tell, and from what I hear behind the closed doors, there's more harmony and you know, just overall good feelings, and that does happen when you win some games, but also just an aggressiveness and, you know, more accountability perhaps from everybody up and down the roster. Do you feel that under Montgomery?
Yes, but I think you always feel that under a new coach. You know, I think what we talk about internally is like let's as we're in the honeymoon phase and it's kumbaya all around, let's make sure we're building a foundation, because that's going to wear off. And when that wears off, we want to be able to continue to grow and have something that we can build off of. But right now, the guys have a pep in their step, and they're playing good hockey, and we just have to continue that. But, you know, I think they call it the dead cat bounce. Everybody gets that, but at some point, that goes away, and I just have a lot of faith that Jim's going to be able to guide us when that emotional part is gone and the day-to-day work is there to do every day.
Yeah, the big picture, absolutely. Instead of making determinations in the short term, what is the big picture identity, Doug Armstrong? What do you want the Blues to be here, aside from champions, of course? What do you want them to look like over the next, let's say, 2, 3, and, well, 5 years under Jim Montgomery?
Yeah, I think what we want to do is have a good 200-foot foundation. We want to be able to play the games in many different ways. Like when your core or leading players, top players are feeling good, those nights are great. You know, the puck just seems to follow them around. You know, they just have that extra little mojo. But what you want to do, or what we'd like to see, is just have a foundation where our floor is closer to our ceiling. What you don't like is when your good games are good, but your bad games are awful. And what we need to do is get a really strong plan B every night. And I think that's what Jim can do. But what we want to do is be a strong competitive team, a team that plays 60 minutes every night, a team that understands how the value of the blue lines, the value of clock management, the value of playing for each other. And those things, once they're ingrained, you can have a bad puck night, but if that stuff's there, it covers up a lot of the other stuff.
I had a coach in another sport. I love the term floor because it really is important when it comes to team sport. A coach in another sport told me, he goes, think of it in golf. So if your floor is that you shoot 90 on a bad day or in the 80s on a bad day, you're a pretty good player. If your floor is that you shoot 100 on a bad day, you're not a good player. I mean, you got to get your floor to a better number. And when you look at any sport, that does make sense, doesn't it? If you're having a bad day and you're the St. Louis Blues, you got to find a way to remain competitive in that game, even if things are misfiring.
Yeah, and Mike Keene, who I work with in Dallas, and I consider a friend, said this to me. We were talking a while ago, and his belief was just because the plan A doesn't work doesn't mean you have to lose. And so you have to have a plan B, and that plan B has to be sustainable. And that is getting the most out of the game when it's not there for you, and understanding the nights that the puck's not your friend and you have to do the right things, understanding the meaning of being, in a tie game in the third period, when to take risks, when not to take risks, play for the guy beside you, protect the goalies. And a lot of the things that I think, we that have happened, not just recently, but the things that bother you as a manager is when you're, let's say you're down 4-1 in a game, and as a manager, you want to protect the goalie, you want to get out of that game 4-1, and then players start to take chances, and all of a sudden it's 6 or 7 or 8 to 1, and that really bothers you, because when you people are judged on stats, and all of a sudden, you lose a game 4-1, the goals against and the save percentage takes a hit. But when you lose it 7-8 to 1, it gets crucified. and it's like a plus minus too. It just, just understanding and playing for another day and doing things the right way. And those things they're boring. Players don't want to do them, but those are winning habits and winning traits.
Just a couple minutes left with Doug Armstrong. So just two more questions, if I can. One is Justin Falk. So he was back in the lineup, and was he okay? Well, he logged 25 minutes. That was more than anybody else. So not a bad return, I would say. Everything good there?
Yeah. Yeah. I think what we tell the players when you're ready to play, you have to be ready to play. We saw that with Buchnevich and Thomas. They train so well. These guys are such finely tuned machines that when they come back in, they want to play Broberg the same way. But yeah, when these guys are ready to go, the coach has to put the guys out on the ice that give us the best chance to win on any given shift and any given night. And Falk's one of those players that logged those minutes prior to the injury, and he's going to log them now that he's back.
And we heard the good news about Colton Parayko and Jordan Binnington, who are going to be representing their nation. How about Snuggerud and Dvorsky, who have had some big games recently? And Dvorsky, it was just announced, is going to be among the Blues prospects heading to the World Juniors in Ottawa after Christmas. Doug?
Yeah, I'm really excited for him. He's been there multiple times, and this is his last opportunity to represent his country at this level. The next time he'll do it will be there either at the World Championships or the Olympics. So it's a great opportunity for him not only to be an A player for his team, but also counted on in a leadership role. And, I think we could have upwards of at a minimum probably 6 and a maximum 9 guys in the World Junior, which is going to be very impressive for our organization. And it just solidifies our vision of where what we're trying to do is stay competitive now and build for the future. And you know, we're in lots of games right now, but having young players that are going to play in that World Junior, and Snuggie is not available for that. He's a year out, but I expect him in an NHL jersey by the end of this season. And so our future is looking good. Dvorsky's playing really good in the American Hockey League. I think that team has got points in, I think, 10 out of their last 12 and are on a little bit of a roll right now. We have good play from lots of different guys. So there's a lot of positives away from St. Louis and about our organization.
No doubt about it. And look forward to seeing those two wearing the blue note at some point, and look forward to seeing you next week. Good luck Tuesday night at Vancouver. We appreciate the visit very much.
Always a pleasure coming on the show, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you. Doug Armstrong, the president of hockey operations, general manager of the St. Louis Blues, joining us on KMOX. We always love hanging with him. Coming up next hour, Eli Drinkwitz, John Mozeliak, Bernie Miklas, and of course, the college football playoff bracket revealed. Don't go anywhere.